Here. Now I want to see your penis.
Why?
Come on, you were going to show it to me a second ago, right? All right, go ahead, whip it out, buddy. Nice. That's 7 inches? Really?
Yeah.
I think you're being pretty generous. Listen, turn around. Let me see that ass. I want to see what I'm going to be eating and fucking. It looks like a satellite dish. It's concave. Now I want you to spread your cheeks open. I want to see that asshole. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's shit. You've got shit on your, in your ass.
Who?
Yes, you have shit on your ass. Spread your cheeks again. I want to see that.
I'll clean it.
Oh. Oh, no.
Okay. Actor?
Yes. I've got a few prescriptions for you. First, I'm going to prescribe that you wipe your ass with some toilet paper. Preferably with some wet wipes.
Hey, Freaks, it's Friday, February 2nd, 2018. Coming up on the program today, Rose McGowan might not be the feminist savior you all want her to be. She actually might be a tranny-hating, drug-abusing mental case. Plus, rugrat porn and masturbating in the community pool. All coming up today on DV!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
This is the Lord's house. This ain't no damn bath house.
That's right.
This ain't no fag house. This is the Lord's house.
Amen.
Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Get 50% off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout. It's almost Valentine's Day. Let's be honest, this is like the one time of year it's totally acceptable to buy your significant other something to stuff up their butt. It's almost rude if you don't. Thankfully, Adam and Eve has over 18,000 adult products, and not just toys to stuff up butts. Movies, lingerie, sexy outfits, sex furniture, and props. I'm not sure what that means. Go to AdamandEve.com. When you use promo code FREAK, you're also going to receive a free romance kit, which includes a toy for him, a massager for her, something a couple could use together, and a free adult movie. Throw in free shipping on your entire order. This is an amazing deal. Let's recap. 50% off whatever it is you pick from their catalog, plus that romance kit and free shipping. Go to AdamandEve.com, use coupon code FREAK. They have that Clone a Willy kit still, where you can like make a mold of your boyfriend or husband's dick. When freaks email me and say, hey, I used the promo code for Adam and Eve, a lot of times they mention the Clone a Willy kit. That's a hot seller, apparently. All right, hey, Freaks, Demented with you, back to end the week with the Friday show. Got a good one for you today. At the top of the program, I'm going to lecture you all a bit about choosing proper role models. Being an international role model myself, I feel I'm uniquely qualified to speak on this topic. Oh, not the kind of role model that people look up to. I let companies photograph my stomach fat for before photos and weight loss pill commercials. That's just what we're called. We're called role models. I'm talking about your worship of Rose McGowan and the Me Too movement. Okay, she started the thing. She's still not a great person. If you ever used hashtag Rose Army or thought to yourself, she's so brave, you need to adjust your opinion on the bitch, because it has all of this attention has gone straight to her head. She thinks she's the savior of women. Let's be honest, all she did was speak out on something most people know is bad. Rape, bad. She's also not a well woman. I saw her. Did you guys see her interview on Stephen Colbert? Like, she just rambled, didn't make a lot of sense. She will just throw things out like, yeah, when I was arrested, and then Stephen Colbert asks her about being arrested, and she doesn't give proper details like why she was arrested.
Where were you getting arrested?
Weirdly enough, I turned down Courage Street. I swear to effing God.
You turned down Courage Street?
And right into the prison.
Missing a step there, bitch.
Yes, I've had handcuffs on me, but no one else in this situation. Isn't that grand?
What is that? So why were you arrested, though? Because you turned onto Courage Street?
I think so, actually. I think, actually, that is, in fact, the deep truth of it all, Stephen.
Okay.
I think I did a long time ago, and that's where, that's my street.
And hence the name of the book.
See what I mean? They're just like on different pages. Stephen is desperately trying to get a coherent answer out of her.
Brave.
That was actually my father's nickname for me, and no one was allowed to tell me in my
brave
family.
Brave or courage?
The brave one.
The brave one.
And my sisters weren't allowed to tell me until after he died, lest I get a large ego.
Really? Don't tell your sister I think she's brave?
Do not tell your mom the babysitter's dead. Yes, that.
Well, listen.
Don't tell your sister she's brave. My father, they were very interesting people, as many of us are, but he was extra.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you grew up in a cult.
Fact.
You grew up in a cult.
So he thought that was a better alternative to the crap whole world living in. And he might have been right. It just went wrong.
I don't know. I was cringing throughout this whole interview. I don't know if it's affecting you the same way. Maybe you have to watch the whole thing because it's just like 1 minute after another of, oh my God, she's not saying it. She's saying a lot. She's talking a lot, but she's not saying anything remotely comprehensible. All right, so Stephen finally asks her about the Me Too movement.
The thing about you, 6 months ago, before you and other people had the courage and the bravery to come out and talk about Harvey Weinstein.
I was the architect.
Ooh, does she think highly of herself? I am the puppet master of this movement. The architect? That almost sounds evil. Worlds will crumble under my gaze. She could have been a little more humble about the whole thing. Like, yes, I may have been the first, but there has been so many more brave women coming forward and blah, 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 right? Stephen then asks something like, have you ever doubted yourself? So naturally, she starts talking about khaki pants in India.
You didn't.
You didn't doubt your
picture of reality at all.
No,
because
I see
so many
things.
People are saying, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's not my issue. Don't make your khaki pants mine my problem.
I don't wear...
Not you.
I don't wear khaki pants
Thank
anymore.
Thank the Lord. Because I just got back from India, and everyone's so colorful. And I came here, and I saw all these khaki pants and T-Rex things. And I was like, what is going on? I think we can do better societally. I think we can be looser, 10%, have more fun, be better, see more colors, run. Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? I think we're all asking ourselves that very question right now. The follow-up question, I believe, is what are you on? That, sadly, we don't get an answer to. There's also this great clip of Rose McGowan speaking at one of her events. I think she was signing books at Barnes & Noble. And a trans person, a trans person stands up to bitch about something Rose McGowan said on RuPaul's podcast. Now, you know, if you're going on RuPaul's podcast, chances are you're pretty cool with every kind of adult or alternative lifestyle, right? On the podcast, now I'm kind of defending Rose McGowan here. On the podcast, Rose McGowan said, you know, trans women and real women, I'm sure she said it better than that, but, you know, this is what she meant. Like, biological women and trans women are suffering the same way. We go through the same struggles. We're raped, we're blah, 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 you know. And that pissed off trans women because trans women are special, even though they want to be referred to as women and treated as women. They also want to be treated as special women, like more special than regular women, I guess. I don't know. Take a listen here. See if you can make heads or tails of this.
Hi, this is Dustin. Talk about what you said on RuPaul. Trans women are dying. And you said that we, as trans women, are not like regular women. We get raped more often.
She said they're not like regular women.
Both domestic violence. More often. A trans woman was killed here a few blocks. I have been followed home.
I mean, like, you're saying all these things that women go through as well.
So have I. We're the same. My point was we are the same. There's an entire show called ID Channel, a network dedicated 24 hours a day to women getting abused, murdered, sexualized, and violated. And you are too, sister.
And trans women
both domestic
violence, and you do nothing for them. Trans women...
Like, you know, she has to do everything for everyone now. Like, okay, Rose McGowan's cause is like the Me Too thing, trying to expose all these Hollywood, rapists and shit. But that's not good enough for the tranny.
You, sister.
And trans
it's
women
the
both
same.
Domestic violence. And you do nothing for...
Find your own hero.
...for them. Trans women are in men's prisons. And what have you done for them?
What have you done for women?
Lots of things.
I've done lots of things too. You don't know my life. Don't sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
You have to listen to me. I'm a real woman.
Enough.
Don't
get lost.
I am a woman and trans.
Congratulations. So am I.
The genocide. This is the AIDS crisis all over again. And it is white cis.
I gotta tell you, Rose McGowan is coming off way better than the trans person.
You're so boring. Don't label me, sister. Don't put your labels on me. Don't you fucking do that.
This is like another example of groups, in this case, trans people, going after the wrong person, right? They're making an enemy out of someone who's not an enemy. Rose McGowan is obviously supportive of the cause. She went on fucking RuPaul's podcast. But, you know, I guess at some point, Rose McGowan didn't say the exact right thing, and so now she's the enemy. Trans people, everyone, listen, you gotta cut people slack. They're not always going to say exactly what you want them to say 100% of the time. Pick your fucking battles. Go after the people who want to see you killed or whatever.
Do not put your label on me. I don't come from your planet. Leave me alone.
Women are from Venus. Trannies are from Uranus.
I do not subscribe to your rules. I do not subscribe to your language. You do not put labels on me or anybody. Step the fuck back. What I do is for the fucking world, and you should be fucking grateful. So
oh
shut
God.
The fuck up.
She thinks very highly of herself.
Get off my back. What have you done? I know what I've done! God damn it!
This is a pretty good freak out. And like, even though Rose McGowan is pretty much in the right here, I still hate her. You know what I mean?
I'm mad at the stereotypes! I'm mad that you put shit on me! Cause I have a fucking vagina and I'm white or I'm black or I'm yellow or I'm purple! Fuck off!
She eventually calms down a little bit to sort of explain herself. She's saying, like, look, the stats are the same for women and trannies.
Trans women are women. What I've tried and been trying to say is that it's actually identical. The stats are not that dissimilar. You break it down, it is a much fucking smaller population. There's not a network, however, devoted to your fucking death.
She is under the impression that a television network we have here in the U.S. called ID, which is all about, like, murder and cold cases and true life crimes and stuff. She thinks that television network is against women
smaller
or something.
Population. There's not a network, however, devoted to your fucking death. There's not advertisers advertising tampons as a camera goes lovingly up a girl's body as she's being fucking raped and strangled.
I want to see that TV show.
Being raped and strangled. Piss off. And until you can collect that fucking check, back up.
I don't even know what that means.
My name is Rose McGowan, and I'm obviously fucking brave. God damn it.
You know what I mean? Like, I just hate her. Like, who says that? We get it. You're brave. You came forward. Let other people call you brave. You're not supposed to say it yourself. Good God. Okay, let's move on. First came the porn parody of Hamilton called Hamiltoe. Then, of course, the Pokemon porno named Strokemon. Now, it is my duty to report to you, 90s television cartoon Rugrats have received the porn treatment. This is Tugrats. This is some weird territory. If you don't remember the television show Rugrats, the cartoon was about a bunch of babies. I don't know who approved this, but it seems like this would be a legal minefield.
You're wrong, Philip. It's only considered a gangbang if there are three or more people involved.
No, it's not, Lillian. It has to be four people.
So we got a room full of what look to be adult babies, like adults playing babies. They're like in jumpers. Some of them are in diapers and shit.
Is not.
Is two.
Philip.
Oh, by the way, three people does not make a gangbang. I don't even think four people. There's threesomes, foursomes. I think when you get to five, it can then be considered like an orgy situation. You need to have at least two full couples and then an alternate.
you know, someone that can sort of bounce around, go where he's needed.
Lil, stop arguing about gangbangs already.
Tommy, can we do something fun?
That's Chucky, and he looks like Chucky.
Like what, Chucky? At least when we were babies, we could play.
Yeah, they mention about, I don't know, 87 times that they're actually adults.
Now we're adults. What are we gonna do for fun? Our taxes?
Adulting is hard. Oh, I know. Let's find some big juicy bugs to eat.
Isn't there something a little less disgusting we can do?
Hey, I'm not saying bugs are delicious, but if your asshole was a big bug, I would immediately drop to my knees right now and toss your bug salad.
Well, now they're straight up lifting dialogue from old episodes of Rugrats. I remember the one where Tommy discovered he loved rim jobs. One of the later episodes. Quality was going downhill. I'm going to fast forward. That troublemaker Angelica pops in and then I guess starts having sex with Chucky or something.
Angelica?
Looks like you found me.
I think they were playing hide and go seek. You know, like adults do.
It looks like I found something awesome too.
She's eyeing his dick naturally. His bright green shorts.
But what about everyone else? They're waiting for me to find them.
Oh, relax. You can go find them after you fuck me.
And that's when Nickelodeon lost its broadcast license. It was a very controversial episode of Rugrats. Well, now Angelica is sucking Chucky's dick.
Yeah, get the fucking cock. Yeah, you wanted that cock, didn't you?
Chucky! No! Unfortunately, it's only that one scene, so you don't get a lot of the Rugrats having sex with each other. It's not an orgy. It is freely available, though, on Pornhub if you want to check it out. Just search for Tugrats. Finally, before we get into the news today, a man walks into his home and discovers a cop is in there without a warrant. He just sort of wandered in. I guess outside in the alley, like, there's a gate, and for some reason the lock on the gate keeps going missing, and so the cop is questioning this guy about it. The guy doesn't care. He's like, why the fuck are you in my house? That's his main concern. Bonus, they're British.
So you've come into my house with no warrants today?
Yeah.
What about? What do you want to speak to me about?
Well, the alligator.
The alligator? Yeah. What alligator?
Right, there's an alligator at the bottom here, right?
I thought at first they were talking about alligators. And that might be a reason to bust into someone's house.
To the back of the bookies.
Right.
Who keeps breaking the lock? Do you know anything about it?
So you've come in my house to ask me who's breaking the alligator.
Stop deflecting. He's acting like he's all upset because the cop broke into his house to ask him about a gate.
Side.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
You've entered my house with no warrants.
The door was open.
With no permission.
Would you like me to leave?
All you gotta do is ask me to leave. Ask nicely. Don't be a dick about it.
Would I like you to leave? I'd like you to fuck off right now.
Like
you
that,
cheeky
you?
Cunt.
Like
get out of my fucking house now.
That is the proper response.
No, get out my fucking house. No, get out my house right now.
We're not gonna be talking about any gates right now. I want you out of my house.
House right now.
What's your name, please?
Get out right now. Name? I'm not giving you my name. And you're not getting anything off me. Now get the fuck out of my house, you cheeky little prick.
Right, what's your language?
Get out of my house. Get out. Right out. This is still my house. This is still my fucking premises.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out before you talk to me.
I suggest.
Get out right now before I make a citizen's arrest. Get out my fucking house. Get out.
Just because the door's unlocked, it doesn't give you the right to go inside.
Right now, you little prick. Don't ever fucking come to my house.
Just shouting things that everyone agrees with, common knowledge.
You haven't come in here.
I just told you I'm making these inquiries.
I don't give a fuck. Don't come to my house.
Don't leave your door unlocked.
Don't fucking come to my house.
Don't
come to my house, okay? Get out now. Get the fuck downstairs.
Well, I'm not in your house anymore, am I?
You're in my fucking premises. These are my stairs. This is my yard. Get the fuck out right now.
I'm sorry. I've been invited.
You know what?
I've been invited in here by the shop owners. By the shop owners downstairs.
I'm the fucking one who pays the rent. Not him, you little prick. Get out now. Get out now.
I've been invited by the shop owners. I've been invited by the shop owners.
Get out now before I fucking make a citizen's arrest. You little prick. Get out now. Go downstairs.
Citizen,
what are you still doing
arrest.
Here? What are you still doing here? Get
you might be overplaying your hand here, sir.
Fuck out my house.
Well, I'm going.
Get out now. Go down now.
me then.
Don't stand here. No, get the fuck out.
No, he's leaving.
What? No. What fucking alligator? What are you on about? Shut the fuck up.
It's a simple inquiry.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a simple inquiry.
I love the way British people say fuck.
Because you just come in my house and you think you can say
you
what the
cheeky prick.
Fuck you want. Get out.
No.
Out, no, no. Get
no,
out, mate.
Don't, no, you don't own this down here.
I don't
I've
own
this. I've been invited
to okay, shut the shop. Fuck up, you little prick. Oh,
he don't. Walks away.
Am I going to make you leave?
From here.
Am I going to make you leave? Are you going to leave?
Not from here, no, because I'm making inquiries.
Okay, shut the fuck up, yeah? No. Don't ever knock on my door or come in my house again, you little pig bastard, no. Yeah?
At least without a warrant, which I'm sure this police officer is going to try to get now, right? Although, you can't really get a warrant because a gate had a broken lock, you know, in the alley. That doesn't make any sense. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Everyone is so angry. Get the fuck out! You know, that guy, Rose McGowan, is screeching. Trannies are yelling. Look, we're just, you know, we're all here to have a good time. Hey, at the top of the program, you heard Patrick Mitchell. That was actually the first time I ever talked to him. And a listener told Patrick that he was going to have sex with him. I think his name was Dr. Demented or something. And Dr. Demented gave Patrick Mitchell my Skype name, and he called into a live show, right? Back when we were doing an after show, the video show, DVDA. So Patrick Mitchell called in, and he was all horned up, and I took that opportunity to see what I could get away with, and made him show me his little dicklet, and of course, as you heard in the opening, turn around, spread his ass cheeks, was caked with shit. That's the moment Patrick Mitchell went down in DV history. I should try to find that DVDA, the uncensored version, and post it in the Discord. At least the few minutes I talked to him. All right, listen, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. If you like DV, prove it. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do exclusive shows. Yesterday, we did a fun one. Tuesday, another Sideshow exclusive program. I was just telling the guys or, you know, members that I'm thinking of bringing back extended shows for a while. Rotate that in. So that might be something fun we're going to do in February or March. Be on the lookout for that. If you're not a member, again, sign up. It's very inexpensive. Monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, and lifetime memberships are available. Something at every price point fits into your budget. Most importantly, it helps to ensure that this show continues on for a long, long time. I've been at this since December 2004. The Sideshow started in November 2006. It's long running. People that signed up for a lifetime membership are totally getting their money's worth. I'll be here as long as you guys want me. Check out superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, did you know that Ohio has brand new anti-bestiality laws? One of the many reasons I'm moving closer to the Kentucky border. Keep your laws out of my horse's rectum. If you'd like a bumper sticker with that slogan on it, keep checking the Distorted View online store. New merch! All right, the Cleveland man believed to be the first person charged under Ohio's anti-bestiality law. You mean up until this year, I could have been taking farm animals up to the burn?
I love horses, best of all the animals.
Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy sex. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. One thing led to another, and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down, and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. I call it a hubba hubba. He just kind of goes, brr.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion. He penetrates me.
Okay, that's quite enough. It's been a while since I played that. All right, back to the story here. Scott Turner, 48, pleaded not guilty Wednesday to the second-degree misdemeanor charge of having sexual contact with an animal. He was released after posting $2,500 bail. His case is assigned to Cleveland Municipal Judge Michelle Early, and a pretrial is scheduled for February 5th. He's being represented by a public defender. The new law went into effect on March 21st of last year. That charge carries a maximum penalty of 90 days in jail. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with bestiality laws. Like, I don't know if this is a particularly harsh one, you know, 90 days in jail, or if that's pretty lenient. Turner was taking care of a woman's dog. Yeah, he was. Named Athena on May 13th when he gave the dog oral sex. He licked the dog's pussy. That's gross. As opposed to all the other ways you can have sex with a dog, which is hot. No, it's just like, I don't know, animal pussies seem dirty. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I feel like bestiality charges should be based on, like, what you did to the animal. Like, if you let the male dog fuck you, you know, 30 days in jail or community service, something light. Same for eating out a dog's pussy. You didn't really hurt the thing. If you penetrate the animal, that's pretty bad. That's when you should be sent away for a long, long, long time. Judge Henson has spoken. Turner wrote a letter admitting what he did. I thought he pleaded not guilty, though. This is like remedial crime 101 shit. Don't plead not guilty if you've already written a confession or something. Turner wrote a letter admitting what he did. Cleveland Animal Protection League President Sharon Harvey declined to say who received the letter, though. That letter was turned over to the APL investigators. Turner admitted to APL investigators that he wrote the letter and abused the dog. He was charged in the case on September 21st and issued a summons to appear in court, but didn't do so until Wednesday. Turner was released from prison in 2015 after serving 12 years and 8 months in prison, according to state prison records. Not sure if that was dog sex related or not. What can you do? Can you rehabilitate guys who are attracted to animals? Wasn't there that company that was making something similar to real dolls, except they were in the form of animals? And the idea was, oh, you know, if you have these urges, you fuck the doll, not an actual animal. Same deal with toddlers. I'm pretty sure they were making like little baby sex dolls. I don't know if that works or not. My feeling is, you know, like the pedophile would have sex with this realistic looking child doll and he'd be like, oh my God, this feels amazing. Imagine what the real thing would feel like. Like 10 times better. I just think there's a high likelihood this whole idea would backfire, you know. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
A man was arrested after residents of an Orlando apartment complex caught him on video working out in their community gym naked. Ew. When I hear apartment community, I think of like where my mom is living. She lives in an apartment community for old people. And they have like this community building, right? You can rent it out and have parties and stuff. But there's a room off to the side that's like a large, you know, it's a large room that has all sorts of gym equipment that you can use for free as well. And, you know, if my nieces have a party there or something, sometimes they have birthday parties there. And, you know, the kids will want to go in the workout room. And I'm always like, no, don't touch anything. Because I know old people sweat and they're not cleaning off these machines. I can only imagine what it must have smelled like, you know. You know, gyms smell disgusting anyway. You can sort of get that, like, sweat smell in the air. This guy's got his musty old balls out. Now I'm going to be worried every time I go over to my mom's apartment complex. I'm going to see some woman on an exercise bike with her tits dragging on the floor. All right, where are we at here? Deputies say they arrived at the Andover Place Apartments in Orlando, where the leasing consultant informed them she witnessed a tenant working out naked in the community gym. She identified the tenant as Carrie Haynes. A maintenance worker at the apartment complex told deputies he walked over to the gym after the leasing consultant told him about Haynes. The worker told deputies he then saw Haynes riding a stationary bike naked. You know, you know how those bike seats are super uncomfortable. I always get wedgies. Somehow it, you know, digs in and up into your asshole. That's if you're wearing underwear. This guy is completely naked. Sweat and ass juice all over that fucking thing. And you can't get ass stink off of a bicycle seat. I've tried everything. This is where we need the stricter laws. We don't need new bestiality laws if all this guy is doing is tongue fucking his pooch. He ain't hurting anyone, but like I said, you've defiled this bike. It's gonna stink to high heavens. You know how hot and humid Florida is? Everything is sticky and gross already. All right, so where are we at? The deputy saw Haynes riding a stationary bike nude. The arrest report states the worker asked Haynes what he was doing, to which Haynes replied, working out. The worker said that they had contacted police. Haynes then left the gym and headed to his apartment. The worker captured the interaction on video and gave it to deputies as evidence. Deputies say when they left the gym, they were flagged down by a landscaping employee at the complex who told them the same naked guy was laying in the grass masturbating by the community pond. He also told deputies he saw him urinate in the community pool. This guy is just leaving his mark all over Andover Place apartments. Deputies searched the area, and guess what? They found Haynes masturbating near the pond and escorted him back to his apartment. I guess so he could masturbate in the comfort of his own home, which is boring. Before escorting Haynes out of the complex, the leasing consultant told deputies that Haynes had been exhibiting naked acts like this around the complex for weeks. Haynes was arrested on charges of exposure of sexual organs, disorderly conduct, and indecent exposure. And finally today, freaks, we got one from Illinois. Some parents in the Roxana School District are complaining about a pair of math questions written by a teacher on a classroom whiteboard. The parents, you know, do you think it's going to be racist? Transphobic? Both? The parents said the questions were not only in bad taste, I'm interested, but gave the impression that the teacher was making light of drug use. Oh, just drug use. On Thursday, the district superintendent confirmed these questions appeared during a freshman math class. He's just trying to make it interesting for the kids. It's probably done as a joke. Everyone is so fucking uptight. The first question is, you take 600 milligrams of cocaine. Your body filters out 40% per hour. How high are you in 3 hours? The second question, do you have enough information to answer that one? We only know the milligram. I guess if you're going to answer in milligrams, then yeah. How high are you? All right, the second question, unfortunately, you can't pay your dealer. So she sets up a payment. You owe her $1,000 at 25% daily. How much do you owe 1 year later? Holy shit, that's a lot of money. I'm guessing the correct answer is you take the drugs and run. And hide. Change your name. Flee the state. All right, the district said this was an example of poor judgment. A statement from the district reads, in part, the district is addressing the matter with the faculty member and those impacted by the incident. Impacted? No one was impacted. No one is suffering PTSD from these stupid questions. The faculty, everyone is so sensitive. The faculty member has apologized to students and parents for this lapse in judgment and has reiterated the intent was never to promote or make light of illicit drug use. The district is taking the necessary measures to ensure that the damage is repaired. The district is addressing this issue as a personnel matter, according to district policy. So, there you go. That is what's happening in your world today, freaks! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact the show. Of course, you could always email me, show@distortedview.com. Send along links to stuff you find funny. Might be distorted view worthy. News stories, video clips, stuff like that. We've got a Discord chat, Discord server. About, 400 freaks hanging out in there. It's a great way to meet other listeners of the show. Talk with them, become friends or enemies, whatever. And of course, we've got a Patreon voicemail line. This is if you pledge a few bucks over there at patreon.com/distortedview. You get access to a special voicemail line. I will play your calls first, like these freaks.
Timothy James Henson. This is the former governor of Minnesota.
Jesse
the Body Ventura. And I'm here to call out that Soviet fat Vladimir Putin. Come at me, brother.
Jesse Ventura is not a fan of communism.
You're in your ivory castle.
Or whatever it is Vladimir Putin is.
With your teams of Stuxnet.
What are they over there now? Is it? It's not communism anymore. Is it? I don't know what they practice.
Our water supplies to calcify our pineal glands. Well, joke's on you. I've been living off the grid in Mexico.
That's true. I think Jesse Ventura does actually live in Mexico.
The amount of time coming after me off the grid is going to be fruitful for you, as I've got SEAL teams. SEAL Team 6, to be precise. Blast helicopters. And UDT.
I wonder
protecting
if
me.
Jesse Ventura is one of the people who believe that the Earth is flat.
Jimmy Blue, I'm back in the archives. Go back. I know.
Oh boy.
I'm a sideshow member, so I'm making a request. Go back to the October 24th show, 2014, and listen to the voicemail. That's about 29 minutes and about 30 seconds. That guy sounds a lot like Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
I mean,
everyone calling in about Vlad.
Because his French accent and his Russian accent almost sound the same.
Hmm. I have that readily available.
Compare the two if you have a recent thought from him, but I think that's him calling in for the first time. But anyway, have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm trying to pull this up here. 2014. Oh, I do have it.
You did a search warrant for the rear suite. Makes no argument with the next line, I think.
Here we go.
Stuff.
I don't know what the hell is going on in this show. This is from 2014.
Enough. Yeah, I see where he's going with that. So now it's
right,
gotta stop these chemtrails on your Faraday smells now. Oh, this is so fun. I get to hear me.
This is Pierre, the French Lombojac. You know, Timmy, we have the internet up here.
It does kind of sound like Vladimir Putin, doesn't it?
Dial up the boop, 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 boop.
Horrible French accent versus horrible Russian accent.
Boop, 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 type thing we'll dial in your...
Really, in France, you're still stuck with dial-up?
AOL, online, all that type thing.
Why would you have America Online?
Okay, if you're in France, I know, that doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of holes in his call. All right, let's do one more voicemail. This is a what happened here? This is a regular call. There we go. Sorry.
Hey, Timothy. So I have a question/proposal for you.
Yes, I'll marry you.
One of my lovely gay friends was on a kick conversation with a Tinder date that decided to get really steamy at first and then turned really fucking dark and pedophilic. This guy went from being a little boy cum slut to asking my friend, who is a dom, if he would breed his 5-year-old granddaughter.
Oh my god!
So, my proposal...
Did he find this guy on the manhole?
Granddaughter. So, my proposal to you is, if I can get...
Yes, I'll do it!
...kick screen name, would you like it?
Oh.
And or,
yeah.
Would I be able to publicize it on your voicemail? Thank you so much, buddy.
Of course, I don't care. Do what you need to do. I definitely want that username, though, or kick name. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
I know what I've done. God damn it. Fuck off.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. Helps us out in the rankings. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
I mean, folks, when I do a fake Japanese voice, which I'll do to my kids, I've been doing it since high school. It's not against Japanese. It's like Jim Belushi. Did they fire him when he'd do the crazy samurai? See, that's how far we've come since the 70s. I remember being a kid and watching that and laughing. I mean, you know, they say that's to be mean to Asians. No, Asians would laugh at that. It's having fun. And it's not making fun of Asians to go, who's the money in the door? How's the money in the door?